Thank you very, very much. Well, let's get the gray hair out of the way. Because if I don't, you won't listen to a word I say for an hour. You'll be out there, did you know anything about the gray hair? I'm just as befuddled as you. I don't know what happened either. COVID hit, I went into hibernation and came out a senior citizen. Just as well. I was never comfortable in the hair color aisle anyway. You always have to pretend like you're there for someone else, you know? Women, huh? I like the difference in hair color names between women and men. Women have hair color names like Ruby Fusion, Chocolate Cherry, Butterscotch. Men's hair color, brown, black, light brown, dark black. For men, that is the entire color spectrum.
If I'm not mistaken, Creedence was one of the groups who performed at Woodstock in 1969, but refused to be in the movie Woodstock. I think they were one of the groups that wouldn't let their performance be in the movie. Big mistake, huh?
Down on the corner, out in the street, Billy and the folk for the band, bring a nick of happy feet.
At 6:09 at WRGN Radio, I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this drizzly Tuesday morning, April 2th. And opening day today, the rain doesn't matter. We've got a roof. Unlike the New York Mets, who didn't have a roof at Citi Field in Queens, New York, when the opening day for the, you know, Major League, so it was postponed. But we've got a roof, so it doesn't make a difference. The Twins will take on the Brewers today at their home opener at 2:35 p.m. The game on WRJN. If you can't make it to the game, you can tailgate in your own kitchen and listen to the game on WRJN. How do you like that, huh? Put a couple of brats in the broiler on the stove. You know, that's not a bad idea. I'm just thinking about it. Maybe that's not such a bad idea. Get a couple of brats today. Go to the market, get a couple of brats, put them in the broiler, and listen to the game. Oh, I like that. I just thought of that. All right, so the Twins and the Brewers today, home opener at American Family Field today, 2:35 p.m. on WRJN, your home of the Brewers, all 162 games. We're already down a couple. This will be 2:35 this afternoon. That's good. All right, it's drizzling right now, 39 degrees, rain maybe mixing with snow. Highs near 38 today. Tonight, snow maybe mixing with rain. I don't know what the difference is. Lows around 33, snow and rain tomorrow with a high near 38. People say, you know, I was watching the Channel 12 News, and I love those meteorologists over there. They're very good. They're talented. They know their stuff. But I have a feeling TV meteorologists want to create a little bit of panic. Not a lot, a little bit, so you watch their newscasts. And there's nothing wrong with that, I guess. But they said you should have up to three inches of snow this morning. Come on, the ground is wet. There's no snow anywhere. They always do that. They always make, you know, well, you could have anywhere up to 3 inches of snow. Yeah, we can have anywhere from 0 to 3 inches. They don't mention the zero part. They mention the 3-inch part. And when it's 38 degrees outside, I don't think you're going to get snow on the streets and the sidewalk. 38 degrees is not conducive to piles of snow. But just in case they were right, I didn't take my my brush out of the back seat of the car to brush off the car. Yeah, I kept them in the back seat. I made a big mistake. I put it away a week or so ago when we had the snow, and I had to go dig it out of the trunk. My wife put the snow shovel away again the other day, and when she put it away the first time, she had to bring it out because we had a shovel. We had that slushy snow or whatever. She put it away again. They predicted snow. I said, we just leave it out through the 4th of July and we'll be safe. All right, so there you go. Let's see. Drizzle, 39 degrees right now. See, you're not going to get any snow when it's 39 degrees. It just doesn't, you know, happen. It's 612 WRJN Radio. Coming up this morning at 7:06, a very interesting. We have an interesting WRJN historical marker, number 6, coming up. Terry Bond is going to be our marker today, talking about the history of WRJN Radio. Terry passed away a little while ago, not too long ago. I know enough about Terry's life to talk about it, but his wife, Linda Bond, who was one of the people, I think VP over at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, is going to talk, you know, kind of fill in the gaps, the parts that I don't know, because I worked with Terry for about 20 years. And so I know a little bit about his career, and she knows the personal part of Terry. What a great guy. What a fabulous engineer. What a great human being. Just a nice person. When I first arrived in Milwaukee from Atlanta, the first person I met in radio was Terry Bond. I went to the radio station first thing in the morning. I stayed at the Pfister Hotel, where I got my car broken into. And really, my first night, I got to my car is broken into. Somebody broke the lock and broke up the, I had my cockatiel in the car too overnight, my bird. And luckily they didn't do anything to him. So I told the Chicky, the house dick over at the Pfister, I said, I can't leave him in the car. I don't trust the hotel. So he said, I'll put him in your room. So we got him up there. So anyway, when I got out of the Pfister and I went to the radio station, it was WEZW, 103.7 FM in Milwaukee. I went there, and the first person when I opened the door I saw was Terry Bond, and that was in 1980, March of 1980. March or April of 1980, one of those two dates. So I ran into Terry, and we were friends ever since. And when he left WEZW and I left and I came here to WRJN, he became our engineer here as well. So, yeah. So I know Terry. So we're going to do historical marker number 6, Terry Bond, today at 7:06 with his wife, Linda Bond. He's a great guy, Terry. So we're going to talk about that. 614 WRJN Radio. Again, rain, maybe mixing with some snow today. Highs near 38. Drizzle right now. Kind of a misty drizzle. And 39 degrees. Happy 20th birthday to Gmail. Google announced it on April 1st, 2004. And people thought, well, you know what? It's an April Fool's Day joke. Google already had a history of pranking people on April Fool's Day. In 2000, they posted a spinning wheel and said if you stared at it while thinking of a search term, Google can find it. Instead, an error message would pop up with things like try again after removing your hat, removing your glasses, and removing your shoes. You know what the sad part is? There's some gullible people out there who did it. Doesn't that scare you, these people all around us, and they would do something like that? All right, so happy birthday to Gmail. 20th birthday yesterday. The world uses Gmail, I guess. You know, what are we going to tell you? So long, March. Hello, April. Here are a couple of things to look forward to this month. A lot in sports this month. It's one of the best months of the year for sports fans. The women's Final Four is Friday with a championship game on Sunday. The men's Final Four is Saturday with that championship game next Monday. Then the Masters starts on April 11th. The NBA playoffs start the 20th. They're in the playoffs already? And the Stanley Cup playoffs start the 22nd. The NFL draft kicks off on April 25th. So a big month for sports. In theaters, the new Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead remake lands on the big screen April 12th. Sasquatch Sunset with Jesse Eisenberg and Riley Keough opens up on the 19th. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare arrives that same day, and Zendaya's new movie, Challenger, opens up on April 26th. And we have the holidays, the big one, Passover, April 22nd through the 30th. Passover used to coincide with Easter, not this year, though. National Beer Day, April 7th. National Pet Day, the 11th. Earth Day, the 22nd. And Arbor Day, the 26th. I remember the very first Earth Day. I was in high school. And Gaylord Nelson, the congressman from Wisconsin, started Earth Day. And it was April 22nd each year. And it was the day to celebrate the Earth. You know, thank you, Earth, for everything you do for us all year long. Anyway, so we did our classes. It was a nice day. So we did classes under the trees on the school grounds. We had an Earth Day assembly. We did a whole bunch of, and I really loved it. I just loved that day. And it was in my junior year, so the senior year we did it as well. And, we celebrated Earth Day in school. It was really nice. We took all the classes were outside that day. Happened to be a beautiful day. So we did that. And, it was a Senator Gaylord Nelson, not Congressman. Yeah, Senator Gaylord Nelson from Wisconsin started Earth Day. So that was good. That was good. And don't forget Arbor Day coming up on April 26th, just a couple of days later. Arbor Day, which is to celebrate the plants, the trees, things like that. That's where the word arboretum comes from, or arbor comes from arboretum. All right, there may be a new trend. Get this trend. Posting online gift registries for people's divorce. It's not as crazy as it may sound. The idea is that people can be financially vulnerable at the time of a split, and they may only have half of their everyday supplies, so you can help them out. It's not a horrible idea. So it sounds kind of goofy on the surface, but it's not. Dropping Easter-filled candy eggs from helicopters has become a thing, but in Indianapolis on Saturday, it was pretty dangerous. What happened was the helicopter flew so low to the ground, it dropped 10,000 eggs, but it was only a few feet off the ground when it did it. Luckily, no kids got hurt. But, there are better ideas than that. All right. Let's see. I'm going to get to this in a minute here. I'll get to that one in a minute because it takes a little more time. Journalists have been told to stop stealing from Air Force One. They're swiping things like branded pillowcases, glasses, and gold-rimmed plates. Which journalists are doing that? I want names. I want to know the names of the thieves out there who are stealing. That's our tax dollars, Air Force One. That's where, we're paying for that stuff, and they're stealing it. I want names. I want names and news organizations. 619 WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed, a civic media station. I'm Don Rosen. Got a great story for you coming up in just a moment. Keep it right here. WRJN. WRJN, I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here on this drizzly Tuesday morning. Kind of a misty drizzle out there this morning. BuzzFeed readers put together a list of the worst songs of the 1990s. You'll probably remember some of these. I don't think they're horrible. Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega. Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus. Who Let the Dogs Out? Baja Men. La Macarena, Los Del Rio. I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt. That's right, said Fred. You're Still the One by Shania Twain, Livin' La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin, and this song, I don't think it was horrible. I kind of like it. I don't think any of these songs I talked about were horrible. They're songs of the decade. Remember this?
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic.
That's not a terrible song. That's not terrible at all. I like that song. They said it's one of the worst songs of the 90s. I don't think so. There was like a whole bunch of songs on the list here. But those are the ones I picked out that I kind of don't think are that bad. That Barbie Girl song by Agua, I remember that. That says the 90s all over, doesn't it? Of course, it got a little bit of a revival because of the movie Barbie. So I was saying, really got away with that. Allowing to talk about the Barbie toy on in that song. But anyway, they did it. Anyway, so there you go. The worst songs of the 90s. I don't quite agree with it, but did you see this video about the saw blade going through the parking lot? Did you see that? Guy in Oregon is lucky to be alive after a runaway saw blade missed him by 2 seconds. He was walking into a corner convenience store when a 4-foot circular blade broke free from a construction site nearby. It went at high speed, rolling through this parking lot, and slammed into the wall of the convenience store so hard it rocked the whole building and missed this guy by 2 seconds. Wow. Now, one of the construction workers blamed it on a loose bolt and a potential operator error. Yeah, there was. What's going on with bolts? Bolts are falling out of doors on planes. They're falling out of circular saws. They are so lucky nobody was in that parking lot, crossing the street, or in front of that convenience store. This thing would have killed him. It was huge. It was 4 feet tall. Big blade. Would have killed him. They are so lucky nobody got hurt. But you got to see the video. Look it up. It just put in saw blade misses guy. And you'll see this thing. I saw it on television. They ran it on one of the news shows. This guy doesn't know how lucky he was. A woman in Florida woke up to find her car destroyed. Turned out several dogs did it. After going after a neighbor's cat, no one knows where the dogs came from. They caused $3,000 worth of damage. Yeah, blame it on the dog. Dogs ate the homework. Dogs ruined the car. Yeah. Somebody did not receive the memo. Arizona named Pluto the official planet of the state, even though Pluto's no longer considered the full-on planet. Officially, now it's a dwarf planet. So that's what they named their official planet. All right, 9 sources ranked the best 7 child actors of all time. Coming in at number 7 was Haley Joel Osment. That's the kid from Sixth Sense. Christian Bale, number 6. You say kid actor? Yeah, he was in Disney's musical Newsies when he was a kid. Dakota Fanning, number 5. Jodie Foster, who was in a lot of Disney films as a young actress, also in Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro as a teenager. Number 3, Macaulay Culkin, of course, from Home Alone. Judy Garland came out number 2. Now, keep in mind, she was a teenager in The Wizard of Oz. And number 1, the woman that saved, or young girl, that saved 20th Century Fox during the Depression, Shirley Temple. Actually, saved the movie industry, Shirley Temple did. She later went on to become a, in politics, I don't know if she was a congresswoman or a senator. She was something big in politics. Shirley Temple Black. She did some movies as a grown-up teenager, not really an adult. But then she, you know, wised up and shifted her life. You know, it was all over her at that point in the movies. All right. She became one of the subjects in that docuseries we're watching, Quiet on the Set. Now, Amanda Bynes hasn't commented on the Quiet on the Set series, but she did update fans to let her know she's doing better after battling depression. She's one of the people who is mentioned or talked about, one of the subjects of Quiet on the Set. She was on The Amanda Show. That's where she got famous, from The Amanda Show on Nickelodeon. 3 pedophiles were working on that show. I mean, the horror stories about what went on behind the scenes at Nickelodeon, the Nickelodeon channel. It's all part of that series, Quiet on the Set. Chapter 5 hits the ID channel on April 7th, I think. 629 WRGN. I'm Don Rosen. You're at Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after it was struck by a cargo ship that was carrying, you won't believe it, Boeing airplanes.
I saw a new survey that said that the key to happiness is staying hydrated. Except for the part where you're waiting in the office kitchen while the person in front of you slowly fills a giant water bottle. It's like...
Shohei Ohtani was forced to fire his interpreter over gambling and theft allegations. Reach for comment. Ohtani said something in Japanese.
The CEO of Boeing announced that he's stepping down in the wake of the company's ongoing safety issues. And on his way out, he held up a bunch of nuts and bolts and said, good luck figuring out where these were supposed to go.
Shadows are on the ground.
At 6:37. Well, how did I come up with that? 6:37 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Rain maybe mixing with snow today. Highs near 38. Snow maybe mixing with rain tonight. Lows 33. Rain and snow both tomorrow with a high near 38. I don't know how you get snow at 38 degrees, but right now, a misty drizzle, 39 degrees in Racine. Twins and the Brewers, home opener at American Family Field. That's 2:35 right here at WRJN. Up at 7:06 this morning, Linda Bond is going to be with us here. Linda is the wife of Terry Bond, who used to be our engineer at WRJN. It's going to be WRJN historical marker number, I think we're up to number 6 with Linda Bond, and she's going to be talking about Terry's life, and should be good. I'm as a personal friend of Terry's, and it's going to be good. 7:06 this morning here at WRJN Radio. Quick reminder, always remember that you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved ones with care in their home or the home of a family member, in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org. Time to take a check of our local news this morning. Stuart J. Wattles in the news center today, keeping an eye on everything for us. Well, you've got until 8 o'clock tonight to perform your civic duty. Polling places, sample ballots, and more voting information is online at myvote.wi.gov. You'll have to bring an ID with you. There are dozens of races across the area, with the big ones in Kenosha, the mayoral race, and the contest for the seat on the circuit court. There's also a circuit court race in Racine County, along with 4 contested county board seats. We'll have election results tonight, right here on WRJN. Play snowball. Another Milwaukee Brewer home opener is impacted by the weather, with forecasters saying it'll be rainy at first, then snowy. The National Weather Service says that the area could receive a couple of inches of snow today, tomorrow, and into Thursday. Most areas are expected to see 2 to 4 inches of snow, but some inland locations have the potential up to 6 inches. There are some changes in the ballpark with the new method for parking that does not include cash. First pitch around 3 o'clock. Well, if you can't pay cash, how do you pay? Don't tell me you got to use your credit card, do you? A flood watch has been issued for the Kenosha County area. It's for the Fox River near New Munster. The watch goes into effect this afternoon. The impact of the potential flooding includes homes along Highway W in the village of Salem Lakes and town of Wheatland areas. The flood stage of 11 feet could be reached by tomorrow afternoon. Stuart J. Wattles, our news director here at WRJN. He is keeping an eye on things for us today. We'll have updates on that story and more throughout the day today right here at WRJN Radio. Hey, you know, now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN big deals are here. You can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Log on to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab. You'll save at Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant, The Lanes on 20, Marcy's on Main, Racine Youth Sports, The Peach Cobbler Factory, Fred's Burgers, Personal Touch by Julie Florist, Lee's Deli, Blue River CrossFit Programs, great food at Dogs and Cream, Happy Eight Collectibles, and Von Hazel Jewelers. Look for the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com and save today. All you do is have to go to WRJN.com. There's a tab up there. Pull it down. You see Big Deals. Click on it, and you'll save big, big, big. Forget about that billion-dollar Powerball. This is better than that. That you don't have a chance of winning. This you'll have 100% chance of savings. 100% chance. And by the way, I meant to mention, if you want to check local news throughout the day today, all you do is have to go to WRJN.com. There's local news, state news, everything is right there at WRJN.com. WRJN.com, it's your source. You can listen on the radio or go to WRJN.com. Also, to check out the news, it's civicmedia.us as well. We got you covered here. Don't worry about it. You'll know the news either on the radio or on our site, WRJN.com. Mark it down. Hey, are you terrified of consuming food after the expiration date? I am. According to a food expert, there are some foods that are still safe to eat a week or more after their best by date. Milk, eggs, pasta, cheese, bagged lettuce, and most canned foods. Also, dry ingredients like flour, sugar, and salt last a long time. I remember the Jerry Seinfeld bit. He said, you ever go into the refrigerator and see the date, and it's tonight's date? I mean, at midnight, it changes. Oh, no, we got to drink a gallon of milk by midnight tonight. Everybody get a glass. Let's go. That's what I do. If I see the date, oh, no, I got to drink that milk by midnight tonight or it goes bad. That's exactly what I do. All right, a dating app for seniors called Our Time polled a bunch of people 50 and up and asked how old they were when they felt the sexiest. The average answer was 53 years old. 40% said they stopped worrying what other people think of them. So that could possibly have something to do with it. Here's a good news story for you. I love good news stories. They make you feel good this morning. A woman in California went to CVS Pharmacy to get pain meds for an infected tooth, but realized she didn't have the slip of paper saying it was covered by insurance. So she broke down when she realized she didn't have the $20 to pay for the medicine, and she was in pain. Then the pharmacist reached across the counter, swiped her own credit card. The woman tried to pay her back, but the pharmacist refused to accept any money and said, here, take the pain meds. I'm telling you, you hear these, you listen to the news, the national news, your horror stories about how our politicians are, you know, getting indicted and horrible things going on in this world, thieves, murderers. Then you hear something like this, where a pharmacist decided this woman is not going to live in pain another day and swiped her own credit card to pay for her pain meds. Doesn't that give you a little bit of faith in the human condition again? Yeah. 5,000 parents were asked to name the top things they loved during outdoors when they were kids. These were the top five. Hide and seek, water balloon fights, tag, going to the playgrounds, playing sports, and lighting dog poop on fire in a bag. No, they didn't. Did anybody ever do that? You always hear stories. You always hear stories about that where they, you know, hey, we put a bag of dog poop on their step and we lit it on fire. I never heard anybody ever do that. Only on television shows and movies. The top five hide and seek. We used to play that. Balloon water fights. No, we used to use water guns. We used to shoot people with water guns. Tag, going to playgrounds. We did that and playing sports. You know what my dad did? He got a can of white paint and he painted bases on the street so we can play kickball and baseball, wiffle ball, whatever we wanted to play on the street. And he painted his brand new street. He took out a bucket of paint and painted home base, first, second, and third plates. And he painted them right on the street. For a long time, until they repaved the street again, we all played on those bases. It was great. Because my dad probably broke the law by painting on the street, but he said, you know, these kids need a place to play. And that's what we did. Do you ever pretend? We did this a few times. It was terrible. One kid stands on one side of the street, another kid stands on the other, and pretend you have a rope. And you pretend you're pulling on it like a tug of war, and the cars come by and they slow down because they think you got a rope across the street. Meanwhile, you don't have anything. We did that. That's not nice. But, you know, when you're 9 years old, 8 years old, I guess you do that kind of stuff. Oh, well. Odd but true. A man in the UK has shoes tattooed on his feet because he's tired of paying for new shoes. Odd. But it is true. Somebody did that. Isn't that weird? All right. Someone asked people to name the worst purchases they've ever made in their lifetime. A guy paid $20 to sign up for unlimited rentals at his local Blockbuster. Then it shut down within a month. You know those shape-up shoes with rounded bottoms that are supposed to work out your legs? Someone paid $100 for a pair, immediately sprained their ankle. Never wore them again. A woman bought expensive crystal wine glasses when she turned 21, then realized drunk people in their 20s tend to knock a lot of stuff over and break them. Someone paid a website $10 for secrets on how to become a millionaire. They ended up getting a PDF with instructions on how to build a website and charged people $10 for secrets on how to become a millionaire. So it's a scam out there. Burger King once had a new burger in Thailand that didn't have any meat or toppings. just a bun with 20 slices of American cheese. They're calling it the real cheeseburger. There's no meat on it, though. No burger. A poll found the average person experiences 140 moments of phone peril a year. That's when you panic about your phone for one reason or another. The top things that cause it include dropping your phone on the ground and thinking you left it somewhere. Absolutely. Phone peril. There are some few rules to follow if you ever find yourself at a nude beach, and I have. Don't park your chair or blanket too close to anyone else. No staring, no pictures, and don't talk about anybody's body, even if it's a compliment. All right, you ready for this? I was at a nude beach with my daughter. It's not as bad as it sounds. We were on a cruise, and we're walking through the streets, and one of our cruise people said to us, "Hey, you going to the nude beach?" I said, "I am now. Where is it?" So it was down a ways, and my daughter was wearing a bathing suit underneath her clothes. I was not. And I went to the nude beach, and sure enough, a lot of naked people there that shouldn't be naked. And I'm talking to this couple. They were from the town I, you know, grew up in. And they were probably about in their late 70s. And while I'm talking to them, they take off all their clothes. And they didn't know what to do with my eyes. I mean, you don't want to look. And I was talking to them, and these two people, all shriveled up, are standing there naked talking to me. So I sat on this rock in the shade, and this beautiful woman just took off all her clothes and laid down next to me. And I snapped a picture to bring back home because I knew no one was going to believe me. But yeah, most of the people at the nude beach shouldn't have been nude. I had my clothes on. I didn't bring any bathing suits, and I wasn't taking off my clothes on the beach. 6:49 WRJN. Thanks for joining us. In the news, huh? Whatever happened to those guys? They made a huge impact when Back to the Future came out in 1985. They had a lot of hit songs, and then gone they were. I always felt like Huey Lewis was my dad on stage. He always had that older look about him, like he was somebody's, old dad who was on stage. He did have a couple of lines in the movie Back to the Future. When Michael J. Fox's band is performing for the Battle of the Bands, or at least auditioning for Battle of the Bands, he says, "You're too loud. Next." That was Huey Lewis's big line in the movie. He was actually in a movie called Duets, I think, where he had a leading role in that film. He was actually pretty good when it came to acting. Huey Lewis. All right. Like that. 6:53 WRJN coming up at 7:06 this morning. Linda Bond's going to be here talking about Terry Bond, her husband, who recently passed away. He was our engineer here at WRJN. It's going to be WRJN Historical Marker number 6. And Linda Bond's going to talk about Terry Bond, her husband here at WRJ, where he was an engineer. But I worked with Terry years earlier, and we'll talk about that coming up. A poll of young people found almost 3% would rather sacrifice 10 years of their life than give up social media. It's kind of strange, that sense of priorities, eh? You won't feel that way when you're like 60 years old and somebody says, well, you sacrificed the last 10 years. You're going to live to 70, but all right, bye-bye. You're going to say, no, I'll give up social media. Yeah, you'd be surprised how quick you want to change your mind. Unfortunately, you can't. I think VHS tapes have no value. We were just talking about Back to the Future. A sealed Back to the Future VHS tape sold for $75,000. But it wasn't just any old unopened VHS tape. It belonged to Tom Wilson. Biff. Remember? Two Coats Biff from Back to the Future. The tape was part of the first of its kind VHS-only auction. 160 tapes were sold, including a copy of The Goonies for $50,000 and Jaws for $32,500. I have all my VHS tapes in mint condition, including Let It Be by the Beatles, which is no longer available anywhere, unless you get a bootleg copy of it. A fifth grader in Massachusetts named Xavier went to State Representative Orlando Ramos with a concern. You see, there was no lettuce on the tacos that were being served at school. Ramos contacted the food provider and signed new legislation that from now on, lettuce will be included on the menu for Taco Day at his school, all schools. The new bill extends district-wide. Xavier says the tacos are much better now. See what happens when you take things into your own hand? Get involved. Researchers have found that most people around the world actually don't want to become billionaires. As it turns out, a lot of people could achieve their ideal life with $10 million or so. Or maybe just a little less, maybe a lot less. We'll find out in a couple of days because the Powerball, nobody won it last night, of the $1 billion, so it goes up to a billion plus. You know what I really, the guy who won, or whoever won, in New Jersey, the $1.2 billion from the Mega Millions, you know what he walked out with? $300 million. That's not $1.2 billion. What he did was he took the payout, and he took it at like $500+ million, and taxes were taken out. It was $300 million, which is not the advertised $1.2 billion. You think you're going to walk out a billionaire, and you get $300 million, a lot of money, but it's not as advertised. See, if radio did that, we'd go to, you know, get fines and stuff. But I guess when the lottery does it, it's okay. Yeah, it's not. He won $1.2 billion. And he walks out with $300 million, a lot, but not the advertised amount. Now, a lot of times people take the payout because it's not the fact that it's going to take a long time over the 20 years. Now, by the way, even after 20 years, you don't get the $1.2 billion. You think you do, but you don't. It's still not $1.2 billion. But they're afraid that over the course of 20 years, some sleazy politician is going to pass a law that says they can use the lottery money and they've got to take it back and you're not going to get your money because we're absconding with your money. And you know politicians do that all the time. They always take other people's money. They won't do it themselves, but they'll take other people's money. OPM, other people's money. Anyway, so that's why a lot of people don't want to take this guy. Didn't want to take the long payout. He's afraid the politician someday will abscond with his money and he didn't want to take a chance. He's not wrong. You know, it could happen. All right, so it's over $1 billion. I don't know the exact amount. It depends on how many tickets they sell, I guess. Let's see. How is this even possible? A homeless man was living in a car in Minnesota with 47 cats in the car. Again, how is that even possible? So what they did was the cats were rescued and made available for adoption. Could you imagine the stink in that car? 47 cats. Where do they go to the bathroom? I mean, even if you have a litter box, 47 cats, there's a long waiting line to use that litter box. Huh? 658 WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed. I'm Don Rosen. We've got rain mixing with some snow possibly today with a high near 38. Snow possibly mixing with rain tonight. Lows around 33. Rain and snow tomorrow with a high near 38. They're talking accumulation, but it's 38 degrees. You really can't get an accumulation when you're nearing 40. Anyway, right now, misty drizzle, 39 degrees. Don't forget the home opener today, the Twins and the Brewers, 235, right here at WRJM Radio, a civic media station, hometown radio, refreshed.